Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14. This is letter number 5007, Baruch Hashem. The sixth day of Teves, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said, we're confirming, receiving the letter dated on the 28th of Kislev with the redemption of note that was included in it that will be written on an auspicious time. On the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, wrote the titles here. And I'm sure the Rebbe says, in the meantime, you've already received a response to my previous letters. It says, what you write about this Sefer, Toras Ma'aseh Bereishis, that I guess that people have said about that Sefer. So the Rebbe says that which was written about him was not written in a way of a decree. But there is a reason. There is he explains right there and gives the references. And the Rebbe says that which was written is only a small section from what you could write in this language, because the content of that Sefer is shocking and also appears from the examples that you brought in your letter. The Rebbe is not accepting that book at all, although I noticed that book in the Hebrew, in Hebrew books, they have it. It's called Ma'aseh Bereishis, the author is Eliyahu Mordechai Tzvi Chila Levi Valkovsky, and he was a rabbi in various different communities. And he wrote another. This was printed in Tofres Sadik Dalad in Lithuania. But the it doesn't seem like he's really accepted. You know. Yeah. Anyways, the Rebbe is not happy. The Rebbe says they're showing that a lot of the things that he has said are probably not proper. Then another, he writes about a young child that unfortunately suffers from epilepsy. The Rebbe calls it here krampen. The Rebbe says, I don't understand what you're saying. You're putting two things together. You're putting together the nephila, which is epilepsy, and krampen is cramps. So I don't understand. If it's this, it's not this. It's not the same. It's not the same sickness. But in any event, for both of them, they have medicine and they have treatment, a medical treatment that is helpful. For sure, the Rebbe says you will consult the doctors who are specialists and follow their tradition. And the Rebbe says it's also known, our tradition, and not like some others, but in our tradition, when you make a mishaberach for a woman, so by a man you say the 248 limbs, the woman's number is different. So by a woman we say b'chol eivrei. The Rebbe has spoken about it also in the past in other letters. All limbs, you don't specify, because there are various different opinions what exactly the number is of the limbs of a woman, what we count, and therefore the Rebbe says you say chol evereo or chol evrei, and this is in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. There is a very long letter. Letter number 4,660 in volume 13 of the Rebbe's letters. And the Rebbe's like extremely sharp. The Rebbe said you have to burn that Sefer. I'm actually shocked that that Hebrew books actually published that Sefer. And the Rebbe is very strongly, the Rebbe brings down over there that that he compares, and the Rebbe said if the printing was exact, the Rebbe shows all the different points over there. So the Rebbe was very adamant, and the Rebbe says that, you know, this is, I showed references, and I showed, which is a lot more to be written, the Rebbe says, and so that's about this Sefer Maaseh Bereishis. Okay.